Penguin Random House Audio presents The Difference, When Good Enough is Not Enough, by Subir Chaudhry. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman. Introduction. When Good Enough Isn't Enough. As I was writing this book, the tragic story about contaminated water in Flint, Michigan was making national news. The city, in a cost-cutting maneuver, changed the source of its water supply. Repeated mistakes were made by local, state, and federal officials, which led to the presence of lead in the water delivered to Flint homes. The lead showed up in the blood of Flint's children, but it affected everyone who used the Flint municipal water supply. The story grabbed my attention for two reasons. First, I was a longtime resident of Michigan. And second, it is the kind of tragedy that I hope The Difference will help people avoid. The story of the contaminated Flint water supply involves failures on the part of local and state regulators to anticipate the problem or respond to complaints. Community members persisted in efforts to call attention to the contaminated water, despite having their complaints be summarily dismissed. The difference between how those two groups of people responded to the crisis is the very issue that I address in The Difference, a difference that ultimately lies in the mindsets of the people involved. My previous books, several of which have been international bestsellers, contributed to the field of quality improvement. I wrote them primarily for executives, managers, companies, and organizations who want to learn how to go about improving the quality of their products and services. This book is aimed at overcoming a fallacy that too many of us, in today's hectic, demanding times, have succumbed to: that good enough is good enough. What I have found in my decades of work with many of the top leaders in business is that we have to do better than good enough. We have to strive for excellence. And that process and way of thinking all begins with developing a caring mindset. While the ideas in this book emerged from my personal experience and my experiences in the field of quality improvement, its lessons are universal. I believe they apply to everyone, both in their business careers and in their lives outside of work. I believe this book has the potential to resonate with students, stay-at-home parents, shopkeepers, public servants, teachers, anyone who wants to make a difference in their organization and in their lives. I introduced the challenge of The Difference in Chapter 1 as I grappled with a question that had haunted me my entire career. It ultimately inspired me to look for answers. In chapters 2 through 5, I talk about the four critical attributes or factors that underlie The Difference, which I have brought together in the acronym STAR. In those chapters, I discuss a number of stories that show how these attributes impact our thinking and behavior, both at work and outside of the workplace. And I discuss the negative consequences that occur when they are absent from our lives. In Chapter 6, I show how so many of the principles behind developing a caring mindset and for not settling for good enough were taught to me by my family so many years ago, growing up in a land halfway around the world. The stories that I share in The Difference are drawn from both my personal life and my work career, consulting with many of America's Fortune 100 companies and senior executives. I have changed many of the names of people involved, but the stories are genuine and true. It is my hope that the STAR principles will help you to develop a caring mindset, one that will enable you to overcome good enough thinking, make a difference in your interactions with others, and allow you to enjoy a more successful, happier, and more fulfilled life and career. Making a genuine difference in the world is the responsibility of each one of us. We cannot sit back and rely on the good intentions of others. We must commit to act. If we do that, and practice the four attributes of a caring mindset, I believe we can transform our workplaces, strengthen our family ties, reinvigorate America, and transform the world. We can make sure what happened in Flint, Michigan, or any other preventable catastrophe, does not happen again. We deserve nothing less. Chapter 1. What a Toothpick Can Teach Us About Caring. You Can Change Your Mindset. Carol S. Dweck, author of Mindset. Shubir, a senior executive in the manufacturing industry, asked me, "What do you do with a toothpick when you are done with it?" I looked back at him with puzzlement on my face. Was this a serious question? I have overcome plenty of tough challenges in my life. As a child growing up in Bangladesh, I never dreamed that I would enjoy the life I've lived. After moving thousands of miles away to start a new life in the United States, I faced one obstacle after another. A foreign culture, a new social life, a demanding job, but I embraced my new home and became a citizen. Today, as one of the world's most recognized experts on organizational strategy and corporate quality, I've helped some of the world's best-known brands improve their processes, save billions of dollars, and increase their profits and revenues. I've worked with all kinds of organizations: profit, nonprofit, healthcare, government, manufacturing, large and small. You would think after doing what I've been doing for more than 20 years, I could figure out the answer to a perplexing problem that I noticed in my consulting work. Why two companies of roughly the same size from the same industry, both of which have implemented exactly the same processes with the help of my team, have met with drastically different results. It didn't make sense to me. One company achieved a return of 5 times their investment, adequate to me, but hardly spectacular, while the other saw a return of 100 times their investment. I was determined to figure out the difference. It was a nightmare morning. I was up at 5:30 to make my appointment. It was snowing the kind of heavy, wet Michigan snow that piles up quickly. Traffic was painfully slow. Several drivers had slid off the road. I feared I would be late for the first of 3 meetings I had scheduled that day. But I kept inching forward and arrived just in time for my first meeting with Mark, an executive vice president in a major Fortune 500 manufacturing company. I want to share several remarkable events that occurred on that day, events that helped me discover why one company achieved incremental improvement, while the other was radically transformed. But first, I would like to make 2 important points. 1. While the events that I describe in this chapter happened in a manufacturing company, they could have happened in almost any organization. 2. The company had hired me to help them with problems with quality. But it might just as easily have involved any attempt at changing the status quo, improving customer service, fostering diversity, retaining talents, improving revenues, cutting operating expenses, increasing profits. And although the other people I met that day were mostly senior executives and people who report to them, they might just as well have been line managers, supervisors, or workers on the manufacturing floor. The lessons are universal. I had experienced an anxious 2.5 hours on the road, the kind of thing that can knock anyone a bit off center. I knew I needed to focus on the task in front of me, on the person who hired me to help solve critical problems at their company, rather than on my own lingering anxiety. When Mark and I met in his office that morning, he lowered his head as if he were in pain. I knew something was bothering him deeply. It seemed pretty obvious to me that he was having a worse day than I was. "Is everything okay?" I asked. "I know I got off to a bad start this morning. I was worried I might be late, and you know how I hate being late. but you look particular.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?